Sister Spade here. You leave that dial alone. We are still trying to increase our knowledge and solidify our connections with the living Imam and the objectives of his government. So what else can we do? Haditha Kissa is a very powerful way for us to create our connection with the Ahlul Bayt and the household of the Prophet. It allows us to provide evidence of honoring, loving, and respecting the rights of that holy household. Haditha Kissa allows us to mentally, emotionally, and verbally affirm regularly that we recognize the status that Allah gives to the Ahlul Bayt and the status that they have in our life. Yes, we remember their birthdays and the days that they were martyred, but a mountain is built on many small stones, and a year is made up of 52 weeks. So reciting Haditha Kissa weekly allows us to fill our year with weekly reminders of the Ahlul Bayt and bring them into our life. It is true that the Holy Quran connects us to Allah, but the Haditha Kissa connects us to the core of the lineage of all the Imams. This action is more than a mere recitation, because it is said in Haditha Kissa itself, whenever and wherever an assembly of our followers and friends mention this event, there shall remain none grieved, but Allah will remove his grief. There shall remain none distressed, but Allah will dispel his distress. There shall remain none wish seeker, but Allah will grant his wish. By reciting Haditha Kissa, we are directly inviting the Ahlul Bayt into our home. And Haditha Kissa helps us to fulfill the mission. Imagine a home that is guarded by the Ahlul Bayt every single week, and the divine guidance that this will bring to an entire household. This is what Haditha Kissa does. When we fulfill the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, Allah will inshallah help us to fulfill our duties of guiding our friends and family and relatives, and removing the obstacles on our path to hastening the reappearance of the living Imam. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.